At a forum in Madison, a scientist from the Center for Food Safety criticized the federal government for declaring genetically modified food safe. Doug Sherman says testing hasn't been adequate and labeling not required, as it is for other food products.
FDA does require labeling to identify orange juice as being from frozen concentrate because it claims that's different than, materially different than fresh orange juice. But if you put a whole new gene from a bacteria into a crop, that's not materially different.
The Food and Drug Administration has declared that GMOs are substantially equivalent to unaltered crops. Federal officials have determined injecting a special gene in a tomato to delay ripening or creating corn that repels insects does not change the product all that much. Sherman says government secrecy makes it hard for outside scientists from public interest groups like his to determine if there are possible health hazards from GMOs or measure environmental damage from escaped genes.
The lack of carefully developed testing guidelines has again allowed the industry to basically manipulate the whole regulatory process. And in general, the limited transparency has really prevented good public oversight.
Supporters of genetically modified food say products like rice enhanced with vitamin A could help reduce hunger in Africa and other countries. Other modified plants are grown to produce medicine through biofarming. In traditional crop farming, use of GMO seed can reduce pesticide use. Joe Lauer, agronomy professor at UW-Madison, says farmers' resistance to GMOs is fading, just like past concerns about hybrid corn.
It took about 5 years, but after 5 years, 95% of the farmers adopted hybrid corn, which is now just a commonly type-grown plant in U.S. agriculture.
But Sherman says surveys show consumers want GMO products labeled so they can decide if they want to buy them or not. That's not only an issue in the U.S., but overseas. The European Union has rejected GMO products, but says it might consider taking biotech food from the U.S. if it's marked. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.